This recording, Washington 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." When I was 13, we had 2 wire fox terriers named Kira and Calvin, named after Kira Knightley and Calvin Hobbes. And they were not the smartest dogs. Calvin used to slide into our glass door, even when we put tape on it, to keep him from doing that. And they would regularly eat anything that was on the floor of my childhood bedroom, so packs of gum or socks. We found several of my dolls in the backyard. And once Calvin, the puppy, saw my dad burying mole poison in our yard and dug it back up and ate it. It was very sick, but he survived, luckily. They also loved pancakes, so we would cut up pancakes every Sunday morning and give them to them. We'd also put pieces of popcorn on our noses, and they would very gently come up and just kind of take it off the tip of our nose like little circus dogs. And we couldn't really train them to do anything, like sit or shake hands or anything. They more just were interested in like popcorn and socks and getting their head trapped in bags and stuff like that. So not the smartest dogs, but they were very sweet.